It looks like we're going to have a beautiful day. We're going to have some sunshine, and we're going to have about 73 degrees. All in all, it's a great day to be out either in your garden or somebody else's. Tom Casper joins us this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, so is the idea that you wait for an invitation or you just start roaming around in other people's gardens? I just want to check. Well, I've been burned by this before.
Yeah, it's funny how people, you know, with their gardens, people walk into them and people are like, oh, hey, come on in. Hey, I got to show you a plant while you're here. You know, and they don't know them. By the time they leave, they've realized they have all kinds of things in common. And that really happens a lot with gardeners. Kind of a unique breed of folks we gardeners are. So we're the antisocial, antisocial group.
Well, it's a shame that we don't have as many alleys as we used to, because of course most folks keep some, you know, pretty flowers and stuff in the front yard, but you know where the really cool stuff's going on is in the backyard. That's where the landscaping
stuff,
or the gardening, you know, the vegetable gardening, or the, you know, beautiful flowers hither and yon. And so without an alley, you know, I mean, then you're just reduced to flying a drone over people's houses, and it just all goes downhill from there.
Peeking over the fence.
Yes, exactly. You know, drilling that little hole so that you can, yeah.
I was just thinking as you were saying that, you were just describing your yard.
Well, yeah, but you can see
all the good stuff going on back there.
Well, that's very, yeah, the front, the kind of neglected the front a little bit, but oh my gosh, yeah. All the, of course, we have a situation, and I'm just going to say, I wanted mint in my garden because when I was growing up, we had mint growing along the south side of the house, and so I wanted some. And Carol Andrews said, she gave me actually a face, and she said, she really didn't have to say much. She kind of just made a face. She said, okay, go ahead. Between the sneezeweed, which is a great flower, but between the sneezeweed and the mint, okay, the garden's been overrun just a little bit. So we have to do some mint remediation and some sneezeweed remediation, and I should have gotten out there with my big clippers about 3-4 weeks before I did.
So you're saying I should bring the torch over then?
I'm not ready to go, but there are a couple of burdock plants that reappeared. So, yeah, as long as you can get a tiny little flame on that thing, bring it.
Okay, and I'll notify the fire department.
Do that.
Just in case.
Do that. Yeah.
I've been in that backyard before. We may have some burning to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of getting a chance to peek over people's fences and in their backyards, there are a couple of garden tours coming up that folks might find interesting. And especially this summer that we're going through, where there's not a lot of socializing and a lot of opportunity to really see what other folks are doing. So the Western Garden Tour is coming up this Saturday, and it's been around for a while. I think it's close to 20 years now. And they've got 7 gardens on the tour this year. It's not West Duluth Gardens or western part of the city. It's all over the city. And there's lots of opportunities to peek over people's fences, and you don't even have to stand on your tiptoes.
Nice.
You can go right in their backyards and see some of these beautiful things that folks are doing.
Now, these garden tours are kind of self-guided, right? So that you don't travel as a pack. You just decide with the other person in your household or with your friend that you stay 6 feet away from. We're going to meet and we're going to start here, and then you look, and then you jump back in your separate cars, and then you go to the next place, or you ride your bike to the next place.
Yeah, they're all self-guided, or both of these tours coming up are self-guided, although there generally will be people in those gardens, you know, of course, practicing all the things that are going on, but so folks can go in and see gardens. Some of them will have refreshments, and folks can bring their own coffee cups and stuff like that if they're But the Western one is this Saturday, and there was a story just on it in the Duluth News Tribune within the last couple of days, so folks can look for that for information. And then next Tuesday, so it's a daytime or day of the week tour, it starts at 4 o'clock and goes to 8 or 9 o'clock, and it's a tour of four gardens. And this is the first year for this garden tour, and all proceeds from it are going to benefit Backpacks for Kids through the CHUM. And CHUM recently just had a story about how they're worried about being able to supply enough backpacks for kids and supplies for kids this year. So so this is another very worthwhile cause. And again, it's self-guided and all the social distancing practices. And it's really four gardens that are, three of them are in the eastern part of town, and then one is in sort of the, just west of Inger Park on the tour. And all four gardens are absolutely spectacular, unique gardens with where tremendous gardeners have really put a lot of effort into it, in some cases over decades of time. To make these beautiful landscapes, and they're all the way from very small, intimate landscapes to large, expansive, beautiful views landscape, and many of them have water features and water gardens, all sorts of stuff.
You know, so we get such a kick out of looking at these staged photographs of plants in the seed catalogs and the plant catalogs in the early spring, but what a cool opportunity to see how stuff looks right in our own community. So you have an idea, this will grow here, and see what people are doing right. There's something about seeing it with your own eyes that gives you perhaps the false sense that I could do something like that.
And that's very true. You know, and like I said, these gardeners in many cases have spent decades sort of cultivating these gardens. So you can do it, but it isn't, and with so many new gardeners coming on the scene, this isn't an overnight success kind of thing that they're going to be seeing in some of these gardens. It's been patience and trial and error and things like that that have really led to what they're going to get to see. And that's one of the fun things about it, and certainly worth the price of admission if folks are thinking about getting further into gardening and wanting to learn more from what local gardeners are doing. Both of these tours will give them that opportunity to see some of those things and to take away an idea or an opportunity, you know, and even sometimes a new friendship that's formed on these garden tours. So it really is, especially in a year like this. Garden tours are great anytime, but in a year like this where we've maybe had a little more isolation than some of us are comfortable with, or this is an opportunity to fellowship a little bit with other gardeners in a social distance practice and be able to share some of their garden interests and ideas. So
gardeners are so generous, too, because all those decades of trial and error. And if you ask somebody, they're really happy to just give you the shortcut. You know, they'll say, I'm not going to make you wait 20 years to figure this out on your own. Here,
yeah.
Try this. This is what I learned. I tried that and it was a disaster. So let me save you. Let me save you some decades here.
Yeah. Sort of like Carol Andrews tried to give you the look with that mint idea.
But she did. She did. But those are the learning experiences too. The times when you say, no, I stuck to my guns and by golly, I was right. Or boy, Carol was sure right. This is I like mint. I just would like a little less of it.
Yeah. 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 And it's an opportunity to learn. And now you get to share that, what your experience is with that. And just by this forum, you are sharing that opportunity for folks who were also thinking about getting mint in their garden.
Okay, don't put it in the garden. Put it out. Put it someplace where it gets nice hot sun and where it'll smell really, really, really good when the sun beats down on it on those hot days. But put it someplace where it can just do its thing. But don't put it in the garden.
Yeah,
it'll do its thing all over the garden.
those are things that folks will learn on these upcoming tours, are those successes and so failures or challenges that have come about from it. It's funny, over the years I'd had my garden on different tours multiple times, and I would promise people plants, and people would come back, and I'm like, I did. And
see,
people would come back years later. I'm here for that hosta, or I'm here for that. And I'm like, okay.
Luckily for you, you've got that stuff available.
Yeah, but so. Some of them I ran out of giving them away, and I'm like, well, that wasn't well thought out there, Tom. But, you know.
Stop by Casper's and say, I'm here for my Yorkie.
Yeah.
You promised me a Yorkie, and I'm here for one.
Okay, those are fighting words there. those Yorkies are locked down.
I'm here for my electric wheelbarrow.
Yes, that's it.
So,
the tours are, again, Saturday.
This coming Saturday and Tuesday.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned it's the Western Garden Tour is what it's called.
Yep.
On Saturday. And the one on Tuesday is the one that's being held through CHUM. I'll do a little bit of snooping, but I'm guessing I'll be able to find some more information about it on CHUM's website. And then I'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find.
Yeah, that'd be great for folks who are listening and are interested in. And again, they're very reasonably priced, an opportunity to, over the course of 3 or 4 days, you could go out and experience almost a dozen different gardens in the Duluth area, which is a great deal of fun and a great way of celebrating. We've had almost an ideal summer as far as weather is concerned, and here's the opportunity to see sort of what that brings out in folks' gardens. So.
Fantastic. Well, TK, let's talk again in a couple of weeks, shall we?
Sounds great. Nice talking to you.
All right. Mr. Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of every other Tuesday here on KUMD.